Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The president and CEO of your San Francisco Giants, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Bear, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Larry, thank you so much for your time. We know you're probably quite busy today. Before you called us, were you calling Bryce Harper? We just have to get that out of the way.
Who? Did you say Harpo Marx?
A little Harper Valley PTA for those of us who remember that as well, Larry.
Oh, my goodness. The answer, I've answered these questions directly. The answer to that question is no.
That's incredible.
That doesn't mean don't have interest in him. It just means we weren't calling him. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, and we really appreciate you jumping on. You know, we got the news yesterday that Bochy, in traditional Bochy fashion, he doesn't want to make it about himself, but he does make what many of us saw coming official, that this will be his last season as the San Francisco Giants skipper. You know, how does that land with you? I know that you had some discussions with him behind the scenes, but even though I think a lot of us saw this coming, it doesn't mean it hurts any less.
Correct. That's a good way to put it. Look, Bruce Bochy, one of the most historic figures in the history of the Giants, I think San Francisco and New York combined, because he led us through he led us through our greatest period as a franchise. And I'll never forget when we first met him. It was Peter McGowan, myself, our wives, Brian Sabian and his wife, with Bruce and Kim Bochy back in 2006. It was like, you know, this is a humble, passionate about baseball, honest, incredibly well put together in terms of his character, individual. And 13 years later, I would say the same exact thing. And, oh, by the way, you know, one of the greatest managers, a Hall of Fame manager. So, you know, you start with the individual and go from there, and he's just been everything we had hoped for. So the answer to your question is it's tough because it's hard to imagine the Giants without Boch, but it's going to come, you know, at some point. These days come for everybody in every job, in every role. And so, it's just, you know, it takes away the sting a little bit to know that he feels in his heart he's a Giant, that is very much open to engaging with the Giants after he stops managing. And so all of that, we'll take solace in that.
Does the analytical nature of today's game change the way you look at the manager position, or can you still go with a gut-first sort of manager like Bruce Bochy as you look toward your next hire?
No, I think, and, you know, one of the things when we were hiring Farhan, and it's misunderstood because he has, you know, these incredible, this incredible pedigree of a PhD from Berkeley and a degree from MIT and all, but this is super important that you have the mix. It was heartening to Dave Roberts, who Farhan worked with closely in LA, as soon as we hired Farhan, called Boch and said, "You got a good one here." And Farhan's super aware of the fact that, you know what, you have the analytics, you use those tools for information, but only the manager really knows, sees inside a player, and when he's sitting in the dugout, whether, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe the guy has an injury, he doesn't want to talk about all that much because it's minor and he doesn't want to get the front office all worked up about it. Or maybe maybe he's going through, marital problems, personal problems, whatever it might be. And the manager needs to do something that might not follow the analytics in terms of his lineup or who plays or who doesn't play. And that, we all understand. Farhan understands that. We understand that. And so going with your gut is still Boch calls it his gut, but that's really, sort of informed people sense, more so than, just a gut guess or whatever. It's an informed sense of people.
What is it about the skipper that you look at and you think that the organization, the players, the sphere of influence he had on so many of these young men, and it seems like they've taken on his personality, doesn't say a lot, but what is it about him that's given him the ability to have the tenure? What is it about, the fabric, the fabric of the skipper?
That's a great question. I think it has to do with sort of, the even-tempered nature, because that's hard to come by in life. I don't know about you, but, I get mad, I get riled up about things, whether it's, whatever it is in my life, something doesn't go right on day to day. It could be a little thing. It could be a flat tire. It could be, something, at home, whatever. You get riled up. And I'm sure he does to some extent, but he's very even-tempered. And when there's an expression, long season, small clubhouse. And when you've got 25 guys plus the coaching staff and really 40 guys, you got all the young players coming, getting called up and down during the course of a season. So say 40 plus players and coaches and staff. What I think makes Boch so good is he stays even, he listens, and he stays in that zone that where you can respect him for giving you an honest feedback. And he doesn't, he'll get mad if he needs to get mad, but he doesn't fly off the handle in either direction. Either getting mad about something that's a negative or getting overly joyous about a positive because, there's always tomorrow's game. And so so you take players that got us through the three championships, whether it's, Brandon Crawford, Madison Bumgarner, Buster Posey, Joe Panik, with two of the in 14. I mean, all these players, think about it. They were very young players, but think about how even keeled they were. Think about Buster in 2010 managing a pitching staff essentially as a rookie, a World Series pitching staff as a rookie, with all the personalities between Sergio Romo, Barry Zito, Brian Wilson, Madison Bumgarner, Tim Lincecum. Think about that. Well, it takes somebody like a Bruce Bochy, I think. I mean, Buster's an amazing talent, obviously, but to have a mentor like Boch is meaningful.
Giants president and CEO Larry Bear with Joe Lowndes here on 95.7 The Game. As it stands today, how would you describe the state of the San Francisco Giants?
So, look, we're obviously, and I don't want this to get translated into rebuild, and this is one of the reasons that, frankly, we hired Farhan because he doesn't believe in rebuild. He believes in reload and fast turnarounds. And he'll cite teams like the Milwaukee Brewers, even the A's last year. And, you can turn things around fast. But what I see is us, moving to as a fast transition from a time that, we had all the championships. We have a lot of the players from those championships, many of the ones I just mentioned, and now we need to insert young players that are going to, they're going to perform, and we believe we have them in the farm system. They may be a couple of years away, right? So if they're a couple of years away, we need guys this year and next year to come in and perform, and combine with the core players, which we believe will still perform well, and then the younger players come in. So it's it's hard to put a label on it. It's a team I think that has a lot of upside this year going into the year. We always have sort of the formula that if we can pitch and play defense, we'll be okay. And we need to pitch and play defense and have timely hitting. We think guys like Geraldo Parra, Cameron Maben, Solarte are going to provide really good depth and experience that we didn't have last year. So we think that already, versus last year, assuming we stay healthy, we're going to be in a much, much better position. Having Bum for the whole year, I mean, we had Bum for, Madison Bumgarner was in the last game of spring training, was knocked out for 3 months.
You mentioned Madison Bumgarner. You mentioned pitching and defense being the foundations. Obviously, with the park being what it is at Oracle Park, you need to have those two elements. How does that affect the decision on Madison Bumgarner, whether it's at the trade deadline this year or a long-term deal? How do you see his future with the Giants as it pertains to the Zaidi era and where this club is going?
Well, we value him highly. So, everybody thought we were going to trade him in the offseason. We didn't trade him because we want him to win games for us this year. I can't predict what will happen because we're going to have, obviously, potentially a free agent negotiation. And in free agent negotiations, you just don't know where they're going to go. I mean, we have, the two most high-profile guys, Harper and Machado, chose to leave their teams. Machado was traded in the middle last year. Bryce chose may or may not choose to leave the team. I guess I don't know if Washington's in it or not. But my point is that free agent negotiations can be unpredictable. But I know that the best predictor for us being for Madison remaining a Giant will be strong performance this year by him and the team.
Larry Baer, Giants president and CEO, with us here on 95.7 The Game. While we have you, and seeing as how this is breaking news, I wanted to get your thoughts. The report from ESPN is that the Padres and Manny Machado have come to terms on a deal that will pay him $300 million over 10 years, the new highest paid athlete in the history of American pro sports. What do you make of those numbers?
What? It's really hard for me to comment on something, A, I don't know is 100% accurate, and B, let's just say, can we do the hypothetical if it's true?
If it's true, of course. This show's all hypotheticals, Larry.
Okay. Life is hypothetical, right? if it's true, he's a great talent. He's, I think you got to look at the age, 26. And you have to look at the Padres, who are, have not spent right in big ways. I mean, they have a few deals out there, longer term deals. But so you say to yourself, maybe it fits for them. So I'm not going to be the last one to cast aspersions or on a deal like that. They had needed third base. That's pretty obvious, right? They have a lot of outfielders. They need third base. So. If Manny comes, if Manny is coming to the National League West, we'll have a lot of spirited, at bats against San Francisco Giants pitchers that we were talking about.
That's the attitude we're talking about right there. That's the attitude, Larry. Larry Baer, president.
He's a great talent. I'm not one to, get caught up in overpay, underpay, deserve it, not deserve it. It is what it is.
Good stuff. President and CEO of the San Francisco Giants, Larry Baer, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Larry, we appreciate the time. We know you're a busy man. Thanks so much for jumping on, and good luck moving forward.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.